Yeah, and the things that we've talked about as a team, clearly is a focal point for our playing with the pass, as you've heard me say it since October. And he really demonstrated that right away, even to the point where I told him it's okay to shoot too. But he let himself get into the game, got connected with his teammates, and just let the game come to him, which, I think that shows a lot of maturity on his part and shows a lot of kind of how he feels about the group.
Obviously, early exit for Jalen there. What's kind of the concern level, and what did you see from him having to step out?
Yeah, as you guys know, he'll will follow their lead performance staff on the medical side. But obviously, there was enough there to be smart about whether he's going to come back in the game. They'll evaluate him, tomorrow. We'll know more. I don't think it's anything serious.
Cool. I know you can pregame say on the possession how important it is. This is a night where you went decisively. How much does that kind of lead to the results? Because it can play a cheat in that level of skate.
Yeah, I think, just for our guys to really, understand, but also embrace that. Whether it's creating opportunities out for defense or getting second opportunities by crashing the glass, particularly when we have a night where you don't shoot well. I think that mitigates some of the shooting if we give you extra possessions. There's some things like that, that at this point with a new group that I think are foundational for us, not just today, but we want to win. Those things help us win.
I know it was Jonathan's first game, but also it seems like the bench has kind of changed up a little bit with Gabe and Zach as the first subs. How do you feel like that unit did as a whole?
Yeah, we kind of tried to explain some of those decisions. You never know exactly, right? But I think we've tried to give guys opportunities in different combinations, as you say, and just see how people fit together. You don't rush into anything based on, a short stretch of minutes or one or two games even. But I think you get an indication of how guys can contribute. And I think that's what you've seen with Gabe. Just kind of playing defense and being steady. Mo's done that for us this year. Until there's separation within the game. The challenge for us from that standpoint, frankly, is we don't have real defined positions across the board. CJ's been kind of a combo. Dyson, multiple position player. Nikhil, the same thing. So our substitutions a lot of times are about five-man lineups. And if someone's playing well, you want to leave them in the game. Suddenly, if there's a couple other guys, maybe that lineup doesn't work as well. So I think it requires a lot of thought on the front end, just to have a base of what we want to do. And then, obviously, over the course of the game, you need to be flexible and try to make decisions that help you win. So I'm having an opportunity, with Jonathan coming off the bench. And, we talked about that with Zach and CJ and that five-man lineup. And I think that's the way we'll keep making those decisions and substituting and, try to get the right group together and the right guys on the floor that, the scoreboard reflects that.
Quinn, from afar, it looked like Jonathan played with a tremendous amount of joy.
Yeah.
What was your point of view on that?
I thought he was really focused, and he's been hungry to play. Frankly, it makes me feel good that you saw that. You want that to be the case. I think all our guys, you love this game, and sometimes you can get in the weeds and step back for a second and realize how fortunate we are to be doing what we're doing. And I think he's excited to contribute to this team.
I know maybe to make it but how encouraging was his performance?
Well, I echo the first part of your question, or the first statement. I don't want to put him in a position where suddenly, you know, our expectations are, I won't say beyond what he can do. I think he's obviously a talented player, but I think the important thing for him is to just, what he did tonight, you know, he let the game come to him, and it's good to see him out there. I know it's been a while since he's played. You guys haven't seen, I've seen how hard he's worked to get healthy, and it's always fun to see one of your guys play well when you know that they put in the time, and you get rewarded for that, which was good to see.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about Nikhil, like he kind of maybe tore his ankle or something, but did he say he was okay?
He's a tough guy. He looked, I think he, you know, I haven't seen the replay, but Ryan, Tony had told me this, you know, he rolled it, and I thought he might have to come out of the game, and he didn't want to. Okay.
Thanks, Coach.